Good.
It's on.
We were discussing the general concept of Kabbalas HaMitzvahs, whether it's Ma'akev and Geiris. We had mentioned that there are Rishonim, namely the Ritva, probably the Rashba and Tosfos, all make it very clear that when the Gemara says Kuman Geirim, even if someone who's Megayah L'Shem Ishus, that's only referring to that if they're Megayah L'Shem Ishus and have Kabbalas HaMitzvahs. Yes, I agree to keep Shabbos, and I agree to keep kosher, and I agree not to be over to Zora, because I want to marry this person, but I agreed to do it. As opposed to the case where the person says, I will say that I agree to do these things, even though I never do agree to do it at all. It is very questionable about what is the Shita Sarambam. The Rambam is not clear in his opinion here, and in fact seems to be Soser himself. The major chunk of Rambam that discusses the import of Kabbalas HaMitzvahs is found in Isurei Biyah, starting in Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Dalet. The Rambam goes a little historic on us here. He says, Al yala daitcha shishimshon amoshia es Yisrael, o shlomo melech Yisrael, shenikar yedidya, nashum nashum nachios begiusim. You shouldn't think that Shimshon and Shlomo married chickses. Why would I think that? Well, the Navi said so. Hi, but I'm a guy. How would I have known that to be worried? Now that he put it in the Rambam, now I'm concerned. It wasn't just a Navi who had never seen it. Now it's in the Rambam. Now I'm never going to read this thing. Well, you got a question why you ever put it in here. So, why? Ella Soda Dover Kahu. Got a secret to tell you, but after that, I'm going to have to kill you. What is it? Shemitzvah nechonuk shiavo hager argiaris lesgaya both gerachav shemir beglal mamon shiito b'shvil srora shiizkola open the apachod bali kodesh gadas. You got to look at what is the reason. What is the underlying reason that a person is being megayer? Is the person being megayer maybe because he's going to now become the president of the shul or some wonderful position like that? Is it that maybe the person's going to make money? Maybe he's afraid that the Jews are going to beat him up if not. Kind of humorous. It's like the old Jackie Mason line. You never see a black guy walking down the street and he crosses over because there are a bunch of Jews coming. Right? But let's say things were different. Is that the reason? Vim isha yubokin achro shema inav nasan bi isha yehudis vim isha yishema ein neho nasno v'bachur b'bachur yisrael. So you have to check that. Maybe they're doing it for the sake of marriage or whatever. Before you have the first step in interviewing a ger is to see whether or not that ger is doing it for proper purposes. Now, if I would stop right there and I'd say that that's the end of the Rambam, would you say that Kabbalah's mitzvahs are ma'akev? So I think if that's all the Rambam would say, you'd have to say yes, because why are you asking them? And if they would turn and say, yes, I'm doing it so I can become rich and marry a nice, pretty Jewish girl, so what? We know that Mishma is not ma'akev, that's Gemara. So if Kabbalas are also not ma'akev, so why bother asking even? Clearly the fact that you're asking, that itself indicates that if they give the wrong answer, there's something wrong here. So the Rambam goes on and says, Im lo nimtza lehem ila modin osam kovid o atorah v'toch sheyesh be'asiyasa ala meharatzos kadei sheyefroshim. So if we see that they make it past this, indicating if they didn't make it past this, we wouldn't go on. Then we go and we tell them about the mitzvahs and how hard they are. In fact, if we see that they're mekabel everything and they're doing it me'ava, mekabel osam shenever v'teira ki misametza sir oleches itov atachto v'daber oleha. Based on the Pasuk in Rus, once it becomes clear that this is the good deal, that this is the real deal, we don't push them anymore. So the simple reading of Yud Dalet, left on its own, which it cannot be, is that we care about Kabbalas HaMitzvahs. And we only go forward if we see that they're doing this for the right reading. That, of course, in no way answers anything about David, Shimshon and Shlomo, so we've got to go on. Tetzvah, lefichach, im kiblu beizdim gerim kol yimei David v'shlomo, lo kiblu, sorry, therefore, at the time of David v'shlomo, where was an umdin and muchach, that people were being megayer, were not being megayer for the proper reason, we were being mekabel gerim, because they weren't doing it because they wanted to get closer to God, they wanted to be Jewish. Bimei David Shema min apachur chazu. Why? Because why was Bimei David? Because he was running around killing people. If you weren't part of the team, good. Bimei Shlomo Shema b'shvil malchus v'tovu gadol shayu b'Yisrael chazu. In time of Shlomo, Israel was living large. Maybe that's why they wanted. Shekol chozim min agoyim b'shvil David mehavle ha'olam ainu migeri atzedek. Because if you're megayer for any reason other than the proper reasons, you're not considered a ger tzedek. Now, at this point, the Rambam seems to be beyond the Gemara. The Gemara seems to be saying not only does it have to be Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, but it has to be done for a proper reason. But afal pikin ha yugeru maharbe misgarim bimei David v'shlomo bnei hedyotos. Still, however, you should realize that even though the major Bezin was not doing it, local shul rabbis took it upon themselves to make gerim anyhow. That might be a little bit made up there. By your Bezin, I got a choshid lehem, lo dochen osam achar shetavu, mikol makom, lo makavim osam asher tira acharim. So what do you do with a situation where somebody who before three kosher dayanim hops in a mikvah and is makabal mitzvahs at that time? So the Rambam said they played wait and see to see how this would turn out. In fact, there were many women who were megayer for the sake of marrying Shlomo and Shimshon, and that clearly was not a proper reason. And the gerus was not done by the major basin, it would seem, but by a more minor one. Therefore, the pasuk considers them goyim. So the idea is that they had a gerus, and it became clear afterwards that the gerus was no good. So, what is the Rambam's bottom line here with the need to be makabel mitzvahs? If you look at the footnotes in the obscenely large Ritva on Chav Dalet on the days of Yafin, in footnote 650, makes it clear that he thinks that the Rambam does not require Kabbalah HaMitzvahs in order to be a ger. Why? He said, because if you tell me Kabbalah HaMitzvahs is ma'akev, and in the case of Shlomo and Shimshon, the women were not mekabel mitzvahs, it becomes clear afterwards, how could they remain married to them? One has to say that b'di'eved, the kedushin remain, even though it is improper. So perhaps it is not proper for a basin to do this type of gerus. However, once the gerus gets done, though, it is done. Aye, but doesn't it say in the middle that ko achozer min agoyim b'shvil dovah mehavrei ha'olam einu migeri hatzedek? Didn't the Rambam say that there's not going to be ger tzedek? So, Rabbi Yaffet says, you have to say there's a difference between a ger tzedek and a ger. There is two levels, right? One is a ger tzedek, this is the real deal. The second thing would be a ger garua. Somebody who's not doing it for the proper reasons. However, somehow on a certain level, they're still Jewish. This is why the Rambam goes on to explain in the next halacha, ger shlo batku achrav, osho hadiyu mitzvos v'onshon, umol v'tov v'nei shlosh yotos. So we didn't check it out, right? And we're not sure he's mekabel mitzvos. And he was mol v'tov. Harei zeh ger. He is still considered a ger. V'afilo notish v'shil dover hu miskayir, ho mol v'tov yotos m'chal goyim. Even if he's not doing it for the proper reasons, he did milo tefillah, he's not a goy anymore. V'choshen lo ashi is bar tzid kaso. And then we sit and wait to see what's going to be with this guy. So what, in fact, he goes back to me a little bit of Hozara. So you might think that all bets are off. No. Harehu ki Yisrael mushumat, shekidush of kidushin, the mitzvah l'hatzer of eidoso, ne'achar shetobo v'nasa ki Yisrael. So, we often think that that is the controlling Rambam, that a ger shen is gayer, right, in an improper way, it seems that the Kabbalas HaMitzvahs are not Ma'akev. And since the Kabbalas HaMitzvahs are not Ma'akev, on a certain level, this person is Jewish and Kiddush of Kiddushim. So that is the opinion of Rav Yaffin. This opinion is not that dissimilar from the opinion of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. Also, the Tzofnas Paneach, it sounds this way. Think of the Tzofnas Paneach. The Tzofnas Paneach says, let's go back to yesterday's question about Rus. If Rus was a Giyores, she couldn't be Megayer with Naomi. If she wasn't a Giyores, she couldn't be married. All right, but somehow she gets married and she's also a Giyores. So yesterday we said that she was Megayer, and only afterwards did we find out that she was Mekabel Mitzvahs to realize the Geyrus was good. He says, no, she was Megayer, and she was not Mekabel Mitzvahs originally. Not Hur, not Orpa, no one was Mekabel Mitzvahs. She was a Giyores without Kabbalas HaMitzvahs. So what does that mean, a Giyores without Kabbalas HaMitzvahs? So Moshe Ma'adav Adomer, so both the Tzavdas Paneach and Rav Aaron says this, Rav Aaron can be found in the Sefer Kovod HaRav, that there are certain things that are Ma'akev, if you'll be the Eved, and if you don't do it, the Geyrus does not go through, and there's other things that are the Mitzvah. And even if you don't, yeah, there's a Chiyuv on the Ger to do it, but that does not stop the Ger from becoming Jewish. Kabbalas HaMitzvahs are one of those. What's another example? Korban. In order to become a Ger, a person needs Mila Tfila, Mila Shayach, Kabbalas HaMitzvahs, and a Korban, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. What if someone did it all but didn't bring the Korban? Would they be Jewish? Obviously the answer has to be yes, because we know that nowadays we do Ger without the Korban, so if it was Ma'akev, we wouldn't do it. How do we know it's not Ma'akev? That's a Pasuk. Right? It says, by Ger, V'doro Sechem, that at all points in history there has to be a possibility of making Gerim. So therefore there are points of history where you can't have a Korban, so obviously that can't be Ma'akev. However, if it's Man HaMikdash, the person did not bring the Korban, so Rav Aaron says, in that case, the person would not be Mutl of a Bakohol. He would be considered Jewish. However, he would be limited in who he could marry. So too, if somebody is Megayer without Kabbalas HaMitzvahs, even Bizman HaZeh, they have a Din Yehudi 100%, you're a Machzor of Eidoso. However, they're also Lavan Bakal, sort of like a Mamzer, until they're Mekabalot. And the Kabbalas HaMitzvahs, you don't have to do it over again. The Geirus was good. Once they're Mekabel Mitzvahs, they're good to go. And if they're Mekabel Mitzvahs and then they back out of it afterwards, still they're Mutabel of a call, like any other Yisrael Meshulman.
And that wouldn't explain Rus, though, because then how could she marry to a Machlon?
Oh, so she, so the Kedushin with Tovsin, just like Kedushin with Tovsin by a Mamzer, but there was an Isser. And since Kedushin with Tovsin, so there was a, so she wasn't allowed to do it, but she did it, therefore there's a Chiyav of Yibam or Chalitza. That's how you explain it. So to a certain extent, this is really following the same opinion, that ultimately you're saying that Kabbalas HaMitzvahs are not Ma'akev. However, even though they're not Ma'akev, it does have a very strong effect on the status of the Ger. That is approach number two. The next approach, which is a very interesting approach, this is the approach that I heard from Rav Amar, Maran HaRishon LeTzion, Rav Shlusha's boss. This is also the opinion supposedly of Rav Zsolti in the Torah Sheba'al Peh, is that you can't just look at the Rambam alone here, but the Rambam has to be looked at in context. For example, this is not the only place that the Rambam discusses the concept of Kabbalas HaMitzvahs. For example, let's take a look at Yud Gimel Dalet beforehand. What does it say in Yud Gimel Dalet? V'chein v'doros, k'sheyirtza agar likonis l'bris, l'stofes tachas kanfei ha'shchina, v'yekabal of ol Torah, tzorach milu v'tfilu v'artzos ha'korban. What is considered geiris? That you want to be mistofe, become a member of the tribe, right? Get under the wings of the Shechina, and Kabbalas Ola Torah. Kabbalas HaMitzvah seems to be mentioned as something that's a prerequisite. More so, go back even further to the Perek beforehand. Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin. It says flat out, Kol HaGoyim Kulam Kishe Yizgayru V'yikabal Aleim Kol Mitzvah Shel Torah. Dot, dot, dot. What is Kishe Yizgayru? Yikabal Aleim Kol Mitzvah Shel Torah. Right, the Rambam seems to be saying flat out there, Geirus equals Kabbalas HaMitzvahs. If the entire purpose of Geirus is Kabbalas HaMitzvahs, according to the Rambam, how can you tell me the Rambam, the next paragraph, says it's not Ma'akev? The Rambam previously made it clear that that was the whole purpose. So, the way Rav Amar reads the Rambam, and he's a Sephardi, so it's got to be worth something. You know, briskets, they just want to be Sephardim, but he actually is one. He wears that funny hat. It shows like a bellhop. He's a real deal. He says as follows. You have to understand, when it comes to Geirus, there's two separate things happening here. The Iker Geirus is Kabbalas HaMitzvahs. Beyond that, there's also a religious ceremony that has to happen. There is a discussion in the Rambam as to what parts of that ceremony are Ma'akev or not. Do you need a Beis Din for this part? Do you need a Beis Din for that? What if you didn't have a Beis Din at the Mila? What if you didn't? What if you have a Beis Din at the Modas Mitzvahs? Right? Because as many people discuss it, there's an entire section of the Maamar Kamos. When we talk about Kabbalas Mitzvahs, it could mean two things. There's Kabbalas HaMitzvahs where the person on his own or her own is Mekabel to keep the Torah. But there's also the Kabbalas HaMitzvahs when the person is standing in their neck up to the water. We do the Mexis Kalas V'Chamuras. So yeah, maybe the Kabbalas HaMitzvahs, so let's say the Ger jumps into the mikveh and he's ready to go. Let's say we forget to tell him the mitzvahs. Is that Ma'akev? So then you can say it's not Ma'akev. But to say that this all is not Ma'akev, to say that the ultimate Kabbalas HaMitzvahs is not Ma'akev, obviously not. But Ramah says, when the Rambam talks about Geirus, when he first introduces in Yud Beis, he explains to it. What is Geirus? Geirus equals Kabbalas HaMitzvahs. In Yud Gimel, he says, now let me explain to you the religious ceremony that we have to undergo in order to finalize this. And in that ceremony, you know, there are certain things that have to be done before Beis Din, Lichat Chila, B'dievet, etc. However, in order to have any discussion, the prerequisite that the Rambam puts down in Yud Beis Yud Zayin is to say, period, that in order to be a ger, you have to have Kabbalas HaMitzvahs. And there's nothing more to say about it, because that is definition of gerus. Rav Yaffin points out this Rambam as well, and says, I have no idea how to answer that. Doesn't change my mind, though. But he says that, you know, that's a very difficult Rambam to deal with if you're going to assume that you don't require Kabbalas HaMitzvahs. Still, he thinks that by reading the Iker piece of the Rambam in Yud Gimel, where he's really discussing it, as opposed to Yud Beis, where it's almost a throwaway line, he thinks, as theory of the Rambam, you accept the second one and not the first one. The last approach, which is actually Rav Shalty, is to say that when the Rambam talks about the person that Kabbalas HaMitzvahs is not Ma'akev, he doesn't mean that a person knows the mitzvahs and has in mind they're not going to do it. Rather, it is similar to what is said by Rabbeinu Yonah and others on the pasuk of Nasa V'Nishma. What's Nasa V'Nishma? First we're going to do, and then we're going to, how are you going to do it? You don't know about it. So Rabbeinu Yonah, the Shari Tshuva, points out that what Nasa V'Nishma means is that whatever it is, I accept on myself. Right? If you take a typical ger and you say, excuse me, explain to me Osei Shnei Bataneirin. So Rav Dafke, he can answer that. Take a typical guy in YP, that's explain Osei Shnei Bataneirin. You might also end up with less than satisfactory answers. But the idea is that Kabbalah Samitzvahs for a ger means that whatever it is, I accept it. So Rav Zalty is of the opinion that if, let's say, somehow a ger in his parents never heard of Shabbos, never heard of Avodah Zarah, as far as he knows, to be a Jew means to march in the Israel Day Parade and to eat blintzes. That's Judaism. Showing bagels and lox, that's what Judaism is, and you give money to the UJA and you're Jewish. Now I say, I'm a Kabbalah, everything that it is to be Jewish, but I really don't know much. So if you only said, that's the Kabbalah HaMitzvahs and not Ma'akev. And then you sit back and see, as he learns this stuff, is he going to do it or not? However, if the person knows mitzvahs, and he's not makabel the mitzvahs, so that's the Gemara Bukharis. Now if he says that there's even, you know, one chumah midivrei sofer that I don't accept, my takana of the divrei sofer, that I'm not makabel on myself, then all bets are off. So that's the person who's an amaretz, that's the person who gets away without kabbalas or mitzvahs. As opposed to the person who actually knows something, if they don't have that intention to do whatever it is, then that's out. So again, this is an interesting discussion in the Rambam, being that the Rambam seems to be so himself. The support for the people who say that he did not require kabbalas or mitzvahs seems to be both the fact that Shlomo and Shimshon, to a lesser extent, remained married to their wives even after it became clear that they were over the Avodah Zarah. Also, the halacha in Perek Yud Gimel, halacha Yud Zayin, which says that even if we find out that they're not keeping the mitzvahs, they're considered Yisrael Meshuban. On the other hand, the strongest support to the people who say otherwise, who say that the Rambam does require Kabbalas HaMitzvahs, would be Yud Beis Yud Zayin, where he says that the definition of ger is Kabbalas HaMitzvahs. It's an interesting discussion in terms of lamdus, the many different approaches to the Shitas Rambam. Halacha l'maisa, however, we should keep in mind that the Rambam, if he held that Kabbalas HaMitzvahs is not Ma'akev, was a minority opinion. Still, the Rov HaRishonim, that being the Ritva, probably the Rash, but the Tosfos, all make it clear that Kabbalas HaMitzvahs are Ma'akev. And there is good reason to believe that the Kabbalahs here are Ma'akev as well. I happen to like Rav Amar's approach, probably the best out of all of them. All right.
Yeah.
Lunchtime. Yeah.
Bye.